God's love and justice must both be satisfied in his dealings with his creatures. Yes, the Bible tells us that God loves us, but in his perfect justice, he cannot turn a blind eye to sin. Each of us throughout our lives breaks God's laws in many ways. If we are honest with ourselves, if we look deep inside, we will find some very unpleasant things. Can you imagine if every evil thought you ever had and every evil deed you ever committed flashed up on a giant screen for everyone in the world to see? Can you honestly say that you would be proud of all of your thoughts and deeds? So the question is, if God is perfectly good and we are fallen, corrupt people by God's standards, are we hopelessly destined to be eternally separated from God? Here is where the love of God comes in. God knows that his children cannot pay the debt for their sins. God descended from the heavenly realm to offer payment for the sins of his children. Jesus Christ came clothed in humanity to pay the price for our sin debt through his sacrifice on the cross. Nothing we can do will change the fact that we are guilty before God. We had a sin nature at birth, and we have sinned throughout our lives. It is therefore by the grace of God that we are saved, because nothing we can do will remove our guilt. God reaches down to us. God, through Jesus, is the author of our salvation. God, in his amazing love for his creatures, made a way that they could be reunited with him. God sent Jesus on a mission to rescue fallen humanity. The sacrifice for the sins of the world that was acceptable to God was the suffering and death of Jesus Christ on the cross. Christ died for our sins. He died the death that we deserved and paid the price for our sins. His death on the cross atoned for our sins. Through the death of his sinless Son Jesus, we are reconciled to God, and the righteousness of Jesus Christ is credited to all who believe in him. Through the work of Christ, the sins of those who repent and believe have been nailed to the cross, and God has dropped the charges lodged against them. In short, believers are forgiven, and their sin debt is paid in full. Jesus Christ is God revealed in the flesh. He led a sinless life. Jesus did something for us that no human could do. He saves us from drowning in our sin because he is sinless. Jesus is able to save us from drowning in a sea of sin because he is not drowning. A drowning person cannot save another drowning person. They will both drown. By believing in Christ, we accept the sacrifice that he made on our behalf and we are reconciled to God. Those who trust in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior are granted salvation, not on the basis of works, but through the mercy and grace of God. Believers in Jesus are renewed and regenerated by the Holy Spirit. God works on believers throughout their lives and prepares them for eternity in his presence. There is a dark side to all of this, however. Eternity in God's presence is only for those who repent of their sins and truly believe in Jesus. Consider Jesus' words. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to judge the world, but that the world might be saved through him. He who believes in him is not judged. He who does not believe has been judged already, because he has not believed in the name of the one and only begotten Son of God. Those who truly believe in Jesus are sure to be with God for eternity. Those who do not believe in Jesus are sure to be separated from God for eternity. No person knows the eternal destiny of another person. God will decide where each of us will spend eternity. However, God has made his divine game plan quite clear. The Bible tells us that after we live our lives, we will be judged by the perfect judge. There will be no reincarnation, second chance, or trapdoor escapes. There are only two possible places where humans will spend eternity: heaven or hell. This is what Jesus teaches. Those who have rejected, denied, or ignored Jesus will be separated from God forever in a place called hell. I wish I could give you better news, but I can't, and still tell you the truth of what the Bible says. Those who repent of their sins, receive Jesus in this life, and truly believe that he is the resurrected Son of God will be granted access to heaven. There is no middle ground described in the Bible. Those who ignore Jesus or deny that he is the Son of God have rejected him and have cast their lot with the outcast. Even after hearing this, many will make their own salvation plan. They will fall back on, I believe that all good people will go to heaven. When people say this, they are making themselves out to be the Lord of the universe. They certainly can't prove that all good people will go to heaven. The Lord of the universe has spoken to us through a prophetic, divine book. He has said that only those who believe in His Son will gain access to heaven. It's God's universe. He created it from nothing. It follows that God is the one who will define how His creatures can gain access to His heaven. Consider the contrast between heaven and hell. Heaven is a place where God and Christ are in charge. It is a place of perfection and great beauty, where there will be no sickness, pain, or death. There will be no judgment or sin. It is a place of perfect harmony, where those who love God will be with God. The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit will be present there. All who die believing in Christ as their Savior will immediately be granted access to heaven. True believers of all ages will spend eternity in the presence of God, basking in His glory and singing His praises. Hell is a troublesome topic for many, so consider the following before you reject the reality of hell. Can you imagine spending your life ignoring God, making jokes about Jesus freaks and Christians, or rejecting what the Bible teaches about proper living, and ending up in a place like heaven where the residents sing praises to God and Jesus for eternity? For the person who has ignored God or rejected God by denying His Son, heaven would not be the place where he or she would want to be. In fact, to someone who ignores or rejects Jesus, heaven would be a place of torment, a living hell. Jesus, the one who proved that He is the Son of God by fulfilling the messianic prophecies, mentions hell about 21 times, referring to it as hell, the outer darkness, or the place of weeping and gnashing of teeth. Hell is a place of misery and eternal punishment and complete separation from God. It is not a good place. Hell is the place where Satan, his angels, and those who have ignored or rejected Jesus will spend eternity. The unrighteous and their father Satan will be cast into the furnace of the fire prepared for them, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Think about it. If there is an eternal heaven, there must be an eternal hell. To allow those who despise, reject, or ignore God to be separated from Him eternally, God allows His enemies to have their own way. God considers those who reject His Son to be enemies, along with Satan and his rebellious angels. Let's take a different approach to this matter. The Bible clearly tells us that God is loving and just. He has shown His love for us by sending His Son. So when we reject His Son, we reject Him, because He is the one who sent His Son in the first place. If we reject Him in this earthly life, He will not force us to spend eternity with Him. God's perfect love for us does not allow Him to force us to love Him. God allows us to resist His advances. He allows His creatures to freely choose. He loves the world, and He is wooing it through His Son and the Holy Spirit. But the reality is that many will spurn His love. This life is preparation for eternity. If we hate the things of God in this life, we aren't going to like them any better in eternity. A loving God will not force those who do not love Him to spend eternity with Him. For those who ignore, deny, or despise God and His Son, God has prepared a place called hell. The good news is that because of Jesus' work on the cross, no one needs to go to hell. But the reality is, some will. Peter says, "The Lord is not slow about His promise, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing for any to perish, but for all to come to repentance." God wants everyone to come to an understanding of their sinful nature in this life and to come to the point of repenting and asking Him for forgiveness. God does not want anyone to perish, but a just God must separate those from Him who cannot even acknowledge their sinful, corrupt human nature. Alienation from God and punishment that results from it can be avoided. Those who repent and believe in Jesus will avoid the torment of hell. There is no better time than the present to repent and believe. Our existence on this planet is tentative at best. The next minute of our lives is not guaranteed. God calls us to receive Jesus, The question is, what will you do with Jesus? The world is full of fakes and delusions that consume young and old. They prevent us from seeing the obvious truth of the uniqueness of Christ in the entire history of the human race. They obscure our path and cloud our judgment and prevent us from apprehending the great, unassailable, imperishable truth in the universe, a truth that comes with eternal consequences. According to the Scriptures, Jesus came to divide those who reject Him from those who believe in Him. This is tough medicine to swallow. In this life, He calls us to receive Him or to reject Him. If we ignore Him, we have rejected Him. He calls us to laud Him as God in the flesh or discard Him as inconsequential. He calls us to affirm His deity or to live in eternal separation from Him. Jesus is the Good Shepherd. He stands at the door of your heart knocking, waiting for you to open the door. The Bible tells us that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life, and no one gains access to the Father except through Him.